Okay, we are back. This is part two of the how to build a podcast on $10. Hi, Mum. And this is, we're still here with Chris Rose, just in case you've tuned in and you've left it a couple of weeks to download the next one.
Ba weep, gra weep, ni ni bong.
Backwards masking.
Universal greeting.
Right, cool. Okay, so notice how I glossed over that very quickly. Yeah. Okay, so we've got the DNS all sorted, the website all sorted, and the RSS feed all sorted, Feedburner. If this is new to you, just stop listening to this one and go listen to the previous one and then come back and say hi, because we covered those in the first one. Now, in part two, we're going to talk about the forums and the MP3 hosting. So over to Chris to continue.
Okay. Well, like I was saying in the last one, the most important thing of a podcast is actually having an audio file.
Critical, you could almost say.
So I use archive.org, the Internet Archive.
What does that offer?
It's simply a website that hosts multimedia. One really neat feature, if you're ever bored and you've got a couple of hours to spare, go there and look up all their public domain movies. Anything that's out of copyright, they've usually got it and you can just download it free and legal. But they'll host any media file. So I just dump my MP3 files at archive.org.
Yep.
And then point that in the audio enclosure on the blog entry on the website.
Okay, so under the audio section URL, boom, yep. Under archive.org/... whatever the file is,
yep.
And that's it.
Yep.
Wow, and that's essentially... So hypothetically, if someone was to create a podcast and... it got overnight success, Twitter, whatever. Leo jumped onto it and said, this is awesome. And you had about 10,000 people download it. A, would it have the bandwidth to cover that?
Yeah.
And B, would you get a big-ass fine?
Nope.
Not fine, but, bill. Or C, would you get kicked?
No, not that I know of.
So
there's nothing in their terms and conditions about excessive use or anything like that.
So to speak technical for a second, and again for my mum to understand, the pipe is fat.
Yes.
The well will not run dry.
Nope.
And they will not seek money.
Nope.
Okay, good.
I'll put money that it's probably not as great as one of the premium hosting on Libsyn options.
Yeah.
But that'll cost you $50 a month. This is free.
Yeah, I mean, when I downloaded yours, which is chaoticgeek.com, a great podcast, I wanted to give a review basically saying it's actually good. It's very, very good, which in podcast areas is actually saying something because, God, there's a lot of chaff out there. Anyway, and I experienced about 35 to 40K a second.
Yep.
On Leo's one, you get whatever your internet is. Obviously, he pays for a fatter pipe. Yes. To speak technical again from mum. And so that's fine. Look, you just go away. And
eventually, if Chaotic gets big and starts bringing in some money, I'll probably pay for hosting. But for now, while we're building up, I don't want to be paying out a lot of money for this yet. Archive.org is great for the MP3 file hosting.
Okay, well, that's great. So with MP3 file hosting, archive.org. Now, forums.
Our podcast is about a community.
That's it. Why have a forum?
The difference between podcasts and radio is that podcasts are not radio. Radio's been around forever. It's for professionals.
Can I call you on that? The difference between podcast and radio is a podcast is not radio.
No, it's not.
That's good.
Some of my favourite podcasts you listen to, you're listening to them talk about a movie review and you hear their dog barking in the background or you hear the kid run into the room or something. Podcasts are about real people who are genuine. Radio is about professional people who are slick and have been doing this forever.
Yes.
That's what podcasts have to try
and do. That's a nice way of putting it. Slick.
Yeah.
I can think of other words, but slick is a word that works.
But that's the difference between a podcast and radio. They're not the same thing, as much as some people try to be. So the thing about a podcast is you've got to build up a community. You've got to have your loyal followers, and they want to interact. I regularly talk about what's being said on the forum on the podcast, and that brings people who listen to the podcast to the forum.
Yep.
We were just talking about the Flux card game. So we've got a thread on the forum about the Flux card game. I mentioned it on the podcast, so people who listen want to know more can go to the forum and talk about it with some of the guys who've played the game.
Yep, that's got nothing to do with Back to the Future, has it?
No.
Okay, sorry.
I still haven't played it and I'm dying to.
All right, so yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so setting up a forum.
Again, pretty easy. We tried a couple of options. I recommend sticking with one that uses the PHPBB3 format. We use a site called Forum Motion. Free hosting. They will let you use a custom domain. So it's forum.chaoticgeek.com. Works good for us.
Okay, that's great. Now, in the next part, which we really didn't anticipate, we're going to talk about some of the gear you need to input into this thing called an MP3. So stick around for part three. You're listening to my unnamed podcast, Audio Boo. Hi, Mum, and we'll be back for part three in a second.